This conference is being recorded.
Up, my man.
All right. Well, I came to Christ as a teenager. My now wife, she decided to practice something that probably isn't always the best thing to do, but she was a missionary dater, and I was her mission. And
that's so sweet.
So, you know, I started going to church and started to go to youth group because she was there, first of all, because I wanted to spend more time with her. And then the summer of 94, she invited me to go to this Christian music festival called Creation. It's in Pennsylvania, up in the mountains, kind of a Christian Woodstock, and without the drugs. So it's we went there, and I think it was the third night, and Luke, you might know this guy. His name's Pat Macedi, and he's
I know him. Yeah,
he's from Australia. Yeah, he's a wild and crazy guy.
Yeah.
So he had this talk, and he was talking about the song that was popular during that was, I can't remember who sang it, but it was "What If God Was One of Us," not just, you know, a stranger. I won't sing it, but. He said that song just amazed him that, God was one of us, and God was here, you know, and he came down and he came to die for us. And, you know, you're surrounded by, I think there was like 80,000 people that year, and they started to sing after his talk. And I'll never forget this, because everyone was worshiping and singing, and I'm looking around, everyone's pretty charismatic there, you know, you're out in the woods, and they, you know, everyone's kind of raising their hands a little bit, and I'm like, oh, you know, that's okay, I'm just kind of raising my hands, like, you know, the top of my hands are to my chin, and I'm just singing, and all of a sudden my arms go straight up, and I said, well, that's pretty bold, you know, someone behind me, like, grabbed my arms and pulled me up, and I look back, and, like, there's no one behind me for, like, 10 feet, and I'm like, you know, that had to have been, you know, what is this? You know, my hands are up in the air. You know, I did not just push my arms up in the air. You know, worshiping was something that was not natural for me and not something that I'd done before. And, you know, I looked around and no one had done that. You know, and I can only think that, you know, that was God, you know, saying, this is how you worship. You know, this is me in your life, Jesus. And so that was a pretty powerful moment where I, you know, after that I accepted Christ, and they had the altar call there, and you know, it was just amazing to see. I look back on my life, and everything just led up to that point, to that weekend at Creation, and everything in my life, every little bit of lessons, every roadblock, every bad thing that happened in my life, kind of culminated there. And I could see at that point when Pat Macedi said, hey, God was one of us, you know, he was here. Do you know him? And it just kind of clicked, you know. It was like I understood why all these things had to happen. I understood where my heart was, and I understood that I needed God at that point. And that was a pretty powerful moment. I'll never forget that. And that's what it was, just raising my hands, you know, that was, I mean, I literally felt God just do that. I hope it wasn't somebody else, because, I don't know, that's my experience and my coming to Christ. And, you know, I married the girl who, she succeeded in her mission and married me, and now I'm, you know, I owe a lot to her, you know. I owe my, a lot to God for putting her in my life at that time. So.
And I would have to say that my favorite characteristic of Don.
Hold on.
Whoa, okay. Well, do you want me to talk or not?
Chill out.
I'm going to unvolunteer.
That's enough.
All right, who's next? I'm just kidding. Well, that's a good one. I wouldn't have thought of that, because when I think of judgment, I think of it on.
I'm back.
Ah, there's Luke. Luke's back.
Yeah. Sorry.
We were just talking, John was just talking about his favorite characteristic of God, and he was talking about God's judgment.
Mm.
Anybody have another comment on that?
Well, I can't say it's my favorite. But it's necessary.
Yeah.
So, it's necessary. And I guess that it's part of his whole, and we all face it. And if we face it in grace and the blood of Jesus, then it's in our favor.
Somebody's got some stuff going on in the background.
That's me.
I'm
swapping cars.
Oh.
Yeah, don't mind me.
That sounded like an Australian sound, so we were sure it was you.
Yeah, of course.
Can I just say that it's going to be a long time before I can get the image of John Wilkerson sliding into somebody yelling, "Hey!"
Yes.
Karate outfit or, you know, what's that? Doing, you know, sliding in like that. So that was the mental picture I saw.
Mine is that he's got long hair and he's a hippie.
I didn't have long hair, but not that long.
And a headband.
next time we do this, I'll tell you the story about the time I was hit by a car and flew 30 feet in the air. And
did you have your cape on?
We'll talk about that next time. What's that? My cape on? No.
Did you have your cape on?
The S on his shirt.
I had a three-piece suit on. Was at church on Easter.
You did it in style.
Right.
He didn't have time to get to the phone booth.
No.
Guys. Well, thank you for thank you all for joining us. Well, great. Thank you. And I don't know what the cuckoo clock keeps going on for, but
that's mine.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it signals half an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all. Like every half an hour.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. There was one topic left on the pinwheel, but I think that was the reason we came together tonight. The reason the Lord had come together tonight. That was awesome. And I'm going to have fun mixing all this down. The last topic is nobody really had anything to add on that. So unless you did, Jason, I think you're the only one I didn't ask.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate all of you coming together tonight and sharing sharing what the Lord's done in your life. And it's just been fantastic. We've got to do this more often. Anybody got any final words?
I want to say to all you guys, I'm really glad that I know you, and that like God's really blessed me through you lot, and I hope that we have many more times like this, and throughout our whole lives that we grow together. And even though I'm on the other side of the world, that like God's blessed us with technology that can allow us to do this.
Yeah.
And, I want to say thanks.
Yeah, it is great.
For you guys, yeah.
You know, Luke, my daughter just wandered through a couple minutes ago, and she said, if Luke's on that call, make sure you say, hello, mate. Hi.
Yeah, Helen was excited to know that Luke was on the phone. She's like, No, you're going to be asleep.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, thank y'all, and y'all spend some... y'all, well, except for Luke, y'all have a good night. Luke, you have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, I've got to finish making the table.
It's like 10 o'clock at night where I'm at, and I'm thinking, making a table? What are you talking about?
It's lunchtime here.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm at work.
In Australia, hanging on by his toes.
That's right, yeah.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
See ya.